In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Benton Harbor Mayor Marx Muhammad is facing a recall attempt. The Berrien County Clerk's Office tells us resident Quasi Roberts submitted petition language on Tuesday. It says Muhammad should be recalled for failing to tell the residents of Benton Harbor that the water was contaminated with lead. Muhammad and city commissioners first raised the alarm about the problem about 3 years ago and have talked about it publicly many times. The clerk's office says the Berrien County Elections Commission will now hold a hearing on November 1st to determine if the language in the petition is clear enough to proceed. From there, there would be a 10-day appeal period, and then recall supporters could start gathering signatures. They would need a certain percentage of the number of ballots cast in Benton Harbor in the latest gubernatorial election. Muhammad shared a link to a Detroit News article regarding the recall on Facebook, saying, "I am going to continue to serve the residents of Benton Harbor and work to resolve this decades-old problem until God says different." The Michigan Senate Oversight Committee has asked the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy for documents related to lead in the drinking water of Benton Harbor residents. Chair Ed McBroom this week gave Eagle 10 days to submit communications from department staff, the governor's office, and others regarding the situation going back to the start of the Whitmer administration. Lead exceedances in some homes were first discovered in 2018. Meanwhile, the House Oversight Committee will hear from Eagle Director Lisa Clark on the issue on Thursday. Benton Harbor City officials are also set to speak with that committee. State Representative Pauline Wentzel says she hopes this committee hearing will provide the people of Benton Harbor a voice as they seek answers about what's going on with their water system. She adds, "I will continue fighting for the resources needed to accelerate and complete the replacement of lead service lines in the Benton Harbor water system." Congressman Fred Upton has joined colleagues in sending a letter to U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm regarding rising energy prices. He tells us everyone is frustrated with the increasing cost of gas.
Gas prices are at a 7-year high. Just in the last week here in Michigan, I noticed that gas prices are up about 40 cents a gallon from the week before. We know that frost is coming. Our furnaces are going to be on shortly if they're not on already. Natural gas prices, we're looking at significant increases, maybe as much as 40 to 50%.
Upton says the letter to Granholm seeks to get an understanding of what the Department of Energy is doing to address supply shortages and inflation. He says the Biden administration has shut down pipelines like the Keystone XL pipeline, causing prices to increase. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.